Yes.
Did his military affiliation influence your vote?
Perhaps.
How about in the 50s when McCarthy ruined many people's careers by accusing them of being communists? How did you feel about all that? Did anybody you know have their career ruined by his accusations?
No. No.
Was it a scary thought that he was just picking people and accusing them?
Well, I suppose he felt like he had to accuse somebody, but it didn't scare me.
Right.
It was the wrong thing, but it didn't scare me.
Did you think, because McCarthyism took place at the same time of Korea, did you think that he gained more support because of the communist actions in Asia?
Perhaps.
Are you familiar with the Supreme Court case, Brown versus the Board of Education?
Am I familiar with what, mm-hmm. dear?
Brown versus the Board of Education.
Brown?
Mm-hmm. It was about segregation in public schools.
How did I feel about it?
Are you familiar with it?
No.
No? Okay. How do you feel about the exploration of space? Was it exciting when the Soviet Union and other countries, including the United States, got involved in the 1960s with space?
Yes. I can remember watching the first space flight. I was going to the commissary, and they announced, you know, that liftoff pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hang the commissary, I'm going to watch
this. And it was successful, too, their first flight.
Exactly.
And that must have been great.
It was.
Did you ever think that they were going to use space for national defense? Or was that not?
That come later.
Before this trip into space, did you ever think that it would be possible for people to travel in space?
No, never gave it a thought.
Yeah. Did it almost frighten you, or to think that?
Yes.
Yes. Did you think it was going to go as far as it has gone? It's come a long way.
Well, with anything, it's going to progress.
Mm-hmm. How about when, the USSR, in the 1960s, the U.S. confirmed that they had missiles, spy missiles under construction in Cuba. Are you familiar with all that? With John F. Kennedy? No. How about John F. Kennedy? How did you feel he was as a president?
He was a good president.
In November of 1960.
Some of his morals I didn't go for.
Do you remember when he died, where you were and what you were doing when he was assassinated?
Yes. They were in St. Louis. And I was at home. I was stunned. And then my mother was visiting us. And then days, or maybe it was later than that, when James Earl Ray was shot, we were just getting ready to go to the airport to take her back, and I remember it so vividly when that came on the news. You know, to have the first thing happen, and then right on top of it, that happened.
Mm-hmm. Did the whole mood of the country change?
I think.
Was there just depression everywhere, just people feeling that?
Very lost.
Yeah. How long do you think it lasted, that feeling?
3 years. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the footage of the Kennedy assassination, all that stuff on TV?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you think that Lee Harvey Oswald was the assassin, or did you believe that there was Oswald was framed and that there was other people involved?
I don't think he did it alone.
What about JFK being such a young president? Did you have any reservations about him becoming president?
Well, a young man, young ideas. Mm-hmm. We can all go for some young ideas to better the country.
How do you think he handled a lot of the events that took place during his presidency, like Vietnam and civil rights and the Peace Corps and all that?
What stands out in my mind with his presidency is the Bay of Pigs.
Bay of Pigs.
More than anything.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that?
Still have questions myself on that.
Wish you had more answers?
Oh, yes. Definitely more answers. Do you want a Coke? You sure?
During the Civil Rights Movement, Congress was under a lot of pressure with massive demonstrations on civil rights. Were you concerned about what was going on during the Civil Rights Movement?
Yes, you were concerned and interested into how it would turn out.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep up what was going on? And as a result of all the demonstrations, they had new legislation in that exercise of citizenship rights was given to African Americans. How did you feel about that? Do you think that was a positive move?
It's a hard one to answer.
Mm. Have you ever given that any thought?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it protected citizens against discrimination and segregation and voting and education. And were you for or against all that?
Well, we all need to better ourselves. Mm-hmm. Education is very important.
Right. And this gave them the opportunity to get an education.
Exactly. You hurry up and cook fast here. Mm. Hey, I hate to have to do this when you're here.
Oh, I don't care. How did you feel about the Vietnam War? Did you have any family there? In the Vietnam War?
Trying to think back. I was just trying to think when this cousin of mine, he was on Iwo Jima, and he was killed.
Oh, God.
I also had a cousin during World War II who was killed and buried at sea.
Oh. How did that, as a young woman, hearing about that, how did that make you feel?
When will all of this end? Mm. When will we have peace?
Mm-hmm. Did it ever seem like it was coming?
Took a while. Yeah. Took a good long while.
Hmm. Yeah. Did you think that the U.S. should involve itself in other countries' conflicts?
Do I think so?
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff in our own country, huh?
We cannot be mother to the country, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many projects, many people here who need attention, who rather than go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being selfish, not being hard-hearted, but facts are facts.
Mm-hmm. Then there did you ever feel at times that the U.S. should just pull out of Vietnam?
No. I mean, they were there against their will. That was the most cruel thing that ever happened.
Did you feel like we accomplished anything? We lost a lot of people in that. What was the sentiment here? Was there an overwhelming feeling that
disbelief that that they would let this happen?
Mm-hmm. Did it take a long time for life to get back to normal after all these soldiers came home injured and?
It was tough, but they'll never be back to normal, the mm-hmm. ones who returned. It's left a mark on them.
Are you interested in Martin Luther King Jr.'s ideas? And what he stood for and accomplished? Did it affect your life at all?
It didn't affect my life, but I think he was a good man. Mm-hmm. He had good morals.
On the day, on August of 1963, when people came together on the march from Washington and King made that speech about, "I have a dream."
Yeah.
Was that very inspiring to you?
Yes.
Do you remember that very clearly?
How clearly I remember his assassination.
Mm. What do you remember about that?
Just,
Did you believe that Martin Luther King wanted a peaceful solution?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Did you feel like he had a good influence on the changes that took place? Did you agree with his methods of promoting change?
Yes, but I don't think he had used his full potential because of his death. He couldn't, you know, accomplish all that he was hoping he would.
Mm-hmm. What did you think when President Nixon got into office and the Watergate scandal and his resignation?
Embarrassed for him and his family
mm-hmm.
that he should be saying.
Remember, did it change your opinion about him? Did you have one opinion about him and then after everything happened, did it change your opinion?
Well, I guess it did. Yeah, mm-hmm. It did. I think in later years, he tried to redeem himself, but...
What would you say your philosophy of life is? Do you have a philosophy of life? I haven't figured mine out yet. I know I just take one day at a time.
An honest, upright person, sympathetic to other people's needs, and try to be a good person, a good church person, and a good family person, helping others.
Did you ever have any regrets? That's good. You'd say you're an optimist, or a... This has been an oral history interview with Mary Campbell, conducted by Jessica Marie Cowart on November the 8th, 1994. The subject of the interview is Mary Campbell as a woman growing up, being a part of our history. For the worse, or are there some things you wish never changed?
Oh, change will happen whether you want it to or not. I have to change. I'd be happy with them.
Yes, I know, Jack.
Okay.